T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elisa Star, running mouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Star, Elisa Star, she's your friend.
Hello, everyone. So there's all this news in the Washington Post and Rolling Stone about January 6th and how a lot of Trump officials were in on it. It still doesn't sound to me like Trump's going to go to jail. It just sounds like everyone who's ever worked for him will, which feels right, you know. He's just going to keep sliming his way out of things until he dies. I have accepted that. I'm more worried about the next coup they plan than this one exactly. And since we're not punishing we haven't been punishing the rioters as far as I've seen, maybe the FBI, maybe these insider people who are talking to Rolling Stone, maybe there is going to be somebody who's going to go to jail for all this shit, but I haven't seen it so far. I mean, just the fact that the FBI let everybody go before they tried to hunt them down. Fucking A, man. You have one job. Show up at a riot and arrest people. You can do it when it's Black Lives Matter. I know, I've been at those riots. Okay, so enough of me whining about that. Today's podcast is a story I've been wanting to do for a little while. I have been listening to a lot of the January 6th hearings, and I've been paying attention to every single person who has been arrested. And so far, no one has talked about the shitting. And it's just fucking crazy to me. Where are the shitters? If you left shit in the fucking walls of the... Okay, wait. Actually, I'm going to take you through this because I enjoyed all of the shitting details. It was the same month that I learned that most stalkers use pee. They either break into your home and leave it in your like conditioner or shampoo or mouthwash or whatever, or they throw bottles of their pee at your house or at you on the street. Urine is intricately entwined with stalking, and nobody really knows why. So the shitting made me feel like okay, there's an element of like stalking and scariness in it, but also hilariousness. Honestly, my favorite startup in the world at the height of the dot-com industry, I lived in Silicon Valley, and I knew we used to have crazy stories all the time of people who were getting funding for ideas that were super fucking whack job, right? My very favorite startup that got $1 million and then fizzled away was called dogpoop.com, dogshit.com. And it was a service that would mail dog shit to your enemies. I think they came up against the postal code. And actually, I don't think there's any kind of mailing system. I don't think FedEx would do it for you. I don't think USPS would do it for you. I don't think UPS. Honestly, I've mailed a lot of shit because of snarky cards. And actually, even before that, I like to mail, and not actual shit, you guys. I'm sorry. Okay, I have to remember that for the rest of this podcast, I can only use the word shit to mean actual shit. Okay, I've mailed a lot of snarky cards through the mail, like, duh, through the mail. So I used to get things in the mail from my friend Wayne. He would send me a banana. He just, like, wrote the address on the outside and, like, put the stamps on it. Anyway, like, you can put a lot of stuff in the mail, but human feces, dog feces, any kind of feces is not allowed. It's considered a toxic substance. Okay, so dogshit.com obviously didn't go anywhere, but it was my favorite idea in the universe, and I have dreamed of sending shit to my enemies. So the fact that they broke into the Capitol and everyone was like, okay, well, did they really do anything besides kill a couple security guards? You know, they didn't really stop anything. They didn't really do much. Somebody stole a laptop and they terrorized Congress. I mean, like, what's the big deal? Is I think what the Republican pro-Trump Nazi side is all saying, which I get, but the shitting. That has got to be, like, maybe not a felony, but there've got to be, like, three different crimes in smearing your shit on the walls of Congress, right? But okay, I want to take us through this, right? Hundreds of people burst into the Capitol building, and we saw the guy with the zip ties wandering around looking like he was going to kidnap some people. We saw various people throughout the Capitol, but what we didn't see were any bathroom signs. And I'm not positive that the people who spread the shit actually used a bathroom. Just seems like it'd be quicker for them to go in the hallway, and they might have thought it was funny. So we didn't hear about any poop on the floor outside of Congress, but what we did hear about is that there was shit on the walls of Congress. Now, the deal is they hid and then they voted. And I believe the place where they voted was the place where there was shit on the wall. So they had to stay in that building for 12 hours. And then they had to vote and argue about the presidency for 6 hours in a room that smelled like old people, old scared people, plus, like, boiling themselves in a room where there's shit on the walls. There was a hostel I stayed at where they wanted me to be a maid, but there was somebody always smeared shit on the second floor bathroom. I do not know why, but it was, like, consistently, like, sort of, like, actually my height. So they must have been a short person. I never did any of the detective work, but it was always there. And that's the reason why I lasted a week at cleaning that building. So I know what it smells like when there's shit on the walls. And those are bathroom walls, so they were washable. I'm guessing that this building is so old that not only that they either have carpeted walls or wallpaper that's ornate, you know, like, so here's the deal. Somebody broke into the Capitol building. They took a shit. I mean, okay, you're in the middle of a riot. Can you really take a break to take a shit? Did they bring the shit with them? Okay, and if they did, you can bet it went in some Tupperware container. So those are the two scenarios, right? Someone had the forethought to bring human shit with them to a rally, which turned into a riot. They put it in Tupperware. They brought it with them. Or you're in the middle of a riot. You've just broken into a building. You're trying to see what kind of mayhem you can cause. Can you take a shit? Doesn't it feel like a pressurized situation in which shitting might be hard? And then we have the issue of how did you transport the shit? Because once you get into the Capitol building, okay, you get into the Capitol building, you take a shit, you can either shit in the toilet, reach in there, grab the shit, and then put it in something, right? Or you could shit in a trash can. That was my oh wait idea. You could shit in a trash can and then carry the trash can around with you. So, okay, let's say either way, no, actually, let's say that you took the shit in the middle of the riot, right? You're like, ha ha ha, I'll shit in this trash can and then I'll spread it around everywhere. At what point do you, okay, so you take the shit, it comes out of you, and then you either fish it out of the toilet, you've shit over a trash can. Okay, you pick up the trash can. Do you wash your hands? I feel like you don't wash your hands because you're getting ready to touch the shit anyway. So, hand washing is probably not an issue for you. Okay, so then that's the other thing. Did you bring gloves with you? Did you say, I'm going to go spread shit around the Capitol? Can I borrow your gloves to somebody? And spreading shit on the walls of somewhere that you're invading is bad if you want to stay in the place you've invaded. So in theory, these people were breaking into the Capitol building so that they could take it over. So they could stay, they could infiltrate in theory. And the deal is that if you spend all that time breaking in, if you're gonna stay there for a while, spreading your shit everywhere is unpleasant and something you shouldn't do in any room you want to spend time in, really. So, okay, so you took a shit. I mean, the nicest version is in the trash can, I'm guessing, right? The whole time, I'm guessing you're like giggling because you're excited because it's a cool plan. You get outside. People are like, what do you have in the trash can? Does anyone ask you that? Is everybody just skipping around, punching security guards, throwing papers everywhere, you know, running in and out of offices? So nobody stops to ask you about the trash can. Does anyone ask you about the fact that there's a loud shit smell coming from you? Nobody? Nobody asks about that? Nobody seems interested. Okay, great. So you're carrying, let's say, a trash can full of shit, full of your own shit around. I'm very certain that you probably did not bring gloves because this shit idea does seem a little bit spontaneous. If you really planned it well, you would have brought gloves. You would have shit already in Tupperware. You would have made sure that you brought your mask. All of these things seem a little far-fetched to me. I really do think that it was like on an on-the-spot poo. So, okay, so you don't have any gloves on. You're carrying your shit in this trash can. You're wandering from room to room, dipping your hand in the shit and just spreading it on the walls, right? At what point do you have to explain this to anyone, right? Do any of your fellow rioters, invaders, Trumpers, take a look over at you and be like, what are you doing? Ew, is that shit? And you're like, yeah, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? And they're like, cool, right? That's the way you thought the conversation was going to go. Does anyone actually say, cool, you're smearing shit on the walls? Does anyone ever be like, in any situation, could you think of one situation where you, as a person, are standing there smearing shit on a wall as an adult, all right? Because apparently I did do that with my diaper once. I was making art in my shit, all right? And first of all, totally me. Make the best out of a bad situation. Second of all, still wearing diapers. I cannot think of an adult shitting situation in which you play with the shit outside of a sexual situation and nobody asks you questions and everybody thinks it's cool. I literally, cannot think of a situation like that. But still, I have not heard any shit-related charges, and nobody in Congress is talking about the shitting either. None of them are like, okay, it still smells like shit on the walls. We need to punish someone because it still smells like shit in the room we have to hang out in all the time. why isn't anyone saying that? Like, if somebody spreads shit on the walls of my work, you can bet that I'd be telling everyone how gross it was until someone solved it and punished the shitter. You know? Like, I know that their lives were in danger. They were scared. You know, some people died that day. But the shitting is not being addressed at all. At all. No, not a single person has had shitting charges against them. I mean, it's a toxic substance that you cannot mail. It's against the law to federally transport a shit. So I'm assuming it's probably also like against the law to use shit as a form of terror, you know, as an intimidation. There've got to be shit laws, right, you guys? Maybe there aren't any shit laws. Maybe that's why nobody's mentioning it. But still, I feel like it should be something driven home to every capital insurgent, because this is the deal. If you're at a wild party and one person takes out a big trash can full of poo and starts spreading it on the walls, it doesn't matter how many people are fucking at that party. It doesn't matter how much cocaine is there. Everyone knows who the wall shitter is. Everyone. Not just because you smell it and you look over and you're confused and upset in that moment because you can smell shit. It's also because as soon as someone starts playing with shit in public, everybody wants to know what the fuck is going on. And it's hilarious and weird. And so I know all of those capital insurrectionists, every single person, well, probably not all of them, but like most of them know who the shitters were, because maybe it was more than one. We don't even know. And if there was more than one, did they all shit together? Did they make eye contact? Because this is the deal. If you're shitting into a garbage can, you don't need a stall. In fact, you can't really fit in a stall, right? You have to do it in the main bathroom area. So did they sit in a circle, like a circle jerk? Was it like a circle shit? Or did they line up in a row? Did they go at the same time? Did they go in there one at a time? Did they organize it? How did they present it to other people? I just want to know all of the shitter details. And I can't believe no one's asking any of these fucking questions. Thank you for listening to me rant about this. I know that it was a long time, but I really... Okay, wait. And then after they spread the shit on the walls, right? Did they go wash their hands in the Capitol insurrection bathroom? Did they just wipe it on whatever they found? I mean, I guess in Congress there's probably a lot of hand sanitizer. But even if there is hand sanitizer, like when I have dirt on my hands and I use a hand sanitizer, it doesn't love that. It's really just for bacteria. I can't figure out how it would react to like a bunch of shit that had gotten like under my nails because I was spreading it on a wall. I think you need like a brush for that. So did they just go around with like shitty hands for the rest of the day? Were they so proud of what they'd done with their hands that they just left the shit on there? Did they trade pails? If there was more than one person and they ran out of their own shit, were they like sharing pails? I'm sorry. I have so many questions nobody's answering. Thank you for thinking about this with me. I hope that you have enjoyed this thought of the day.
Elise the star, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elise the star, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elise the star, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elise the star. Elise the star, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.